Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ, Eliza Message. Thanking God for all you've been listening. May the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to shout out to those of you listening to the broadcast here in the United States. I want to welcome you and welcome to those of you that are listening in Canada and Ireland. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Spain and the Netherlands, United Kingdom. I want to welcome you also. And to every country that is listening that I have not named, I want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. Now, if you have any prayer requests, I will pray with you. If you have any questions about the message today, I will do my best in the Lord Jesus to answer it for you. If you have any comments, I ask you to limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes out of respect to the duration of the broadcast. And if you want any information on how to obtain any copy of the messages, I will get that to you. However, I do understand that perhaps some of you that are listening, you say, I have a question. I don't want to say ask it over the air, or I have a request, a prayer request. I don't want to say it over the air. No problem. Contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com with your requests or your questions, and I will get back to you. Amen. So without further ado, let us pray. If those of you that don't mind joining me, hey, won't you join in with me now? Let us pray. Most gracious God, today we're about to go into this message today. And dear Lord, I pray that those that are listening will sense the presence of your spirit. I pray that this word will go forth, that you will open eyes and open ears and open hearts in Jesus' name, and that you will reveal to them the way of truth. So dear Lord, as I go before you today to be used as a vessel in your hand, I pray, Lord God, that every heart, every ear that is tuned in will be touched by the truthfulness of this message. So dear Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' almighty name. I pray, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Well, today, I'm going into a message today that is very important, something that came up on as news upon my laptop about 2 or 3 days ago. And yesterday, I got on late, not really been able to do it the way I needed to do it. But today, thank God for God being the God of second chances. The message today is the Midnight Cry, Fictional Sexuality, Ungodly, and this is the revised version. Once again, the Midnight Cry, Fictional Sexuality, it's ungodly. This is the revised version. Now, I want to start off because perhaps some of you that are listening may be asking this question, what is fictional sexuality? And understand this, at one point, I was just like you guys, okay, when it came up as news on my laptop, I wanted to know, well, what is this thing, this fictional sexuality? What is it dealing with? And I wanted to understand, you know, what is this all talking about? Well, what I want to do, first of all, I want to read an article to you that is talking about this. And this is very important. Now, some of you, you know, as I read this this article that's telling you about this particular person who has this thing called fictional sexuality, some of you may say, well, why are you speaking on this? Because as I share with some other people, this is a message of warning. And I say this, even though it has happened by way in another country because of what it's dealing with or connected to, I'm here to tell you it's going to come this way. It's going to come this way. Amen. And, you know, I know that some of you may think, no, it's not, but I'm telling you, it's going to come this way. And I want to read to you about this particular person. Now, first of all, you may ask us that, what is fictosexuality? Well, it is people that have a sexual attraction to fictional characters. Yes, you heard me right. It is people that have a sexual attraction to fictional characters. Okay. Now, I want to read to you, glory to God, I sense the Holy Ghost, because this is a warning, people. I want to read to you this article that came out April the 26th of this year, which is what, approximately about, what, 2 weeks ago or something like that. And the title of this article is Fictosexual Man Married Hologram Bride, but now struggles to bond with her. Yes, you heard me right. Now, some of you might say, what? Wait a minute, you got to be, no, this is actually a recorded article here. Like, once again, I told you it came out April the 26th. And actually, this article is under what is called, is under the New York Post. Okay. So I want to read to you concerning this particular guy, and I ask that you give your undivided attention. And then after that, I need to go into some, there are some scriptures from the Word of God that came to me concerning this situation about this. Okay, so this is what the article says. It says, she's not real, but his feelings are real. A fictosexual man who wed a fictional computer-synthesized pop singer 4 years ago say he's now unable to communicate with his wife, but is still in love with her. Yes, this man supposed to have married a fictional computer-synthesized pop singer, okay? And he says he's in love with her. He is in love with a fictional character, okay? Now, it goes on to say it's Akihiko Kondo, that's his name, who is 38, was dating Hatsune Miku, depicted in pop culture as a 16-year-old with turquoise hair, for a decade before they had unofficial wedding ceremony in 2018. So according to this article, he had been, quote, dating this fictional computer synthesized pop singer for a decade. A decade is 10 years, people. Before they had an unofficial wedding ceremony in 2018, Kondo, one of many who identifies as fictosexual or someone who is sexually attracted to fictional characters, spent 2 million yen or about $17,300 on the nuptials, but his family did not attend. Did you hear that? $17,300 he spent on nuptials for a fictional character that he's in love with. Now, it goes on to say, now married for 4 years, Kondo, 38 years old, said his relationship has hit a roadblock. He can no longer speak with Miku due to a technological hurdle, according to Japanese newspaper Manchai. Okay? It goes on to say, While Kondo acknowledges, get this, his relationship might be odd, really, he understands Miku isn't a real person. It doesn't change his feelings for her, okay? Did you hear that? He acknowledged that his relationship is odd. He understands that Miku isn't a real person. It doesn't change his feelings for her, okay? It goes on to say, since falling in love with her in 2008, Kondo was finally able to interact with Miku for the first time in 2017 thanks to a gate box, a $1,300 machine that allow device owners to interact with characters via holograms and even unofficially marry them. Did you hear that? But now his four-year marriage took a turn when support for Gatebox software was eliminated, meaning that Kondo could no longer speak with his wife, Maiku, according to NewsHub. Kono insists it hasn't lessened his feelings. So people, he is in love with something that's not real. I say it again. He is in love with something that's not real. Now he goes on to say, my love for Maiku hasn't changed. He told Manichai, that's the name of the Japanese newspaper, which noted he now carry around a life-size version of Maiku. So I guess he said, hey, since Gatebox, you know, since I can't interact no more with her with the hologram and all that, I'm just going to make a life-size version of her. Okay? He said, I held the wedding ceremony because I thought I could be with her forever. People, this is not no joke. This is serious. This man is in love with something or someone that's not real, okay, at all. And he said he had the wedding ceremony because he thought he can be with her forever. She's a hologram. She's not real, okay? Now, Lord Jesus, help him. Okay, now, it goes on to say, and I'm going to be stopping soon, Kondo is far from the only person in the world in a relationship with a character. Thousands, now this is what this article said, thousands of fictosexual people in Japan have begun similar unofficial relationships with a variety of fictional figures, the Mirror reported. So it said thousands of them in Japan, okay? While some relationships are just for kicks, Kondo is to him very real. For a long time, he said he knew a human partner just wasn't for him. Did you hear that? I'm going to read it again. He said, for a long time, he said he knew a human partner just wasn't for him due to his intense attraction to characters like Maiku, a popular figure in anime and Japanese culture. Created as a synthesized voice using Yamaha's Vocaloid technology, Maiku in the mainstream media as a human, but fictionalized character in manga, anime series, and video games. Eventually, she became prominent enough to tour with the likes of Lady Gaga on her 2014 Art Pop Ball Tour, okay? But Maiku isn't just famous. She's also helped Kondo with his depression. Kondo first became familiar with Maiku in 2008 after bullying at work caused him to become depressed. Despite finding it difficult to accept his feelings at first, he knew humans weren't right for him after being met with rejection by others. Now, that shows something right there. And I'm going to stop it right here. Okay. Lord Jesus. Now, there was some, the word of God come to me about this. Now, some of you may say, why are you speaking on this? Now, y'all heard that I read that this man is over in Japan, and that the article said there are thousands of others in Japan, okay, doing this. So some of you here in America and perhaps in other countries are saying, oh, that's Japan. You know, they ain't over here. Let me help you understand something. Eventually, it's going to come this way. Glory, I said told you. You're gonna start. Yes, it's gonna come this way because it's part of the technology of what is called virtual reality. Okay, yeah, y'all understand what virtual reality? When virtual reality first started coming on the scene, okay, people was all excited. Oh, we got these games that make it seem like it's so real. But what we failed to understand what was behind it. Okay. See, the virtual reality, the deeper you got into those games and those things, what it would do was it would desensitize you into accepting a fake world than the real world. Did you hear that? That's what it, see, this is why there's some scripture that come to me, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to cover it all today. Might have to do another part tomorrow. But this, you can see where Satan is able to sneak in and do his work. Because, see, Satan wants you to accept false and fake stuff. You get what I'm saying? Because if he can get you into false and fake stuff and get you away from the truth, he got you. You understand what I'm saying? Once again, if he can get you into fake stuff, and get you to a point where, you know, in a lot of these video games, okay, you can do that. As coming through the years, when video games became more and more popular and they start going more and more tech with it, a lot of these video games was being created where you can do just virtually anything in them. Now, some of you say, oh yeah. You can even, on some of these video games, rape a person. In these video games, you can play the one that's having sex with a person. Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, there are some video games I looked up on search of that, for example, that carries this evil type of sin and stuff like that. Let me give you an example. Let me read some off to you. There's one called Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, The Witcher 3, Assassin's Creed Origins, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Fahrenheit, Heavy Rain, Dragon Age Inquisition, okay? You have games where people can set up and plan their most unholy desires. Could you imagine serial rapists being able to have a game that they can play where they're raping people? You see what I'm saying? This is what we come to. See, technology has a positive side, but it also have a negative side. And many times we become lean to one side or the other, okay? And what we fail to see is the evil side, too, that's going on in this technology thing, okay? Because, once again, Satan wants you to get into a fake world, a world where you can make up your own pleasures and all that. See, this is what's going on with Kondo. Okay, this fictional sexuality, okay, being sexually attracted to fictional characters, it runs deep. It is ungodly. It is not of God. And like I told you, there were some scriptures that, glory to God, that come to me about this that you need to know about. Amen? Glory be to God. Now, in the message book called the Word of Lord Jesus Christ, now, if you got your Bibles, I want you to get your Bibles out and turn to Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19. If you got your Bible, now some of you may say, hey, man, I ain't got my Bible. Don't worry about it. Just, you got a pencil, piece of paper, hey, write this down, okay? Write it down. You got a pencil, piece of paper, write it down. Because I'm going to give you some scriptures concerning this, okay? Now, amen. In the word of the Lord, coming from what is called the 86th message. When Jesus sent this message out by his angel, the Elijah, July the 31st, 1968, I'm giving you dates so you can go back and ask the Lord, is it true? Lord, did you send a message out July the 31st, 1968. I want you to ask. You know why? Because he told me to give you this word and told you to ask him about it. So you ain't got to ride on Brother Nate's words. Amen. Now, here's something he said in one of these verses, and then I'm going to take you to the Bible. He said
in the Bible and Record of Nephi contains the teachings and pattern of the fullness of the gospel in its plain and precious part. Now, I'm going to stop there. He says some more, but I'm going to stop there for a minute, because the reason why I gave you that verse is because Jesus, in his word, through his angel messenger, tells us that in the Bible and the Record of Nephi, there is a pattern that God has given. Okay? There's a pattern that God has given. Now, let's look at this Matthew chapter 19. Now, we know, first of all, this pattern of dealing with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? But it's also a pattern containing something else that God has given. Okay. Now, Matthew chapter 19, I'm going to start at verse 3. It says, the Pharisees also came unto him, unto Jesus, tempting him and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered, said unto them, have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them what? Male and female. Okay. And said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Now, when it came to starting the family, God set a pattern. And the pattern was for a man to marry a woman. Not a man to marry a fictional character or to marry something that's not real. Neither for a woman to marry something that's not real. So the first thing you need to understand about fictional sexuality that is not of God, because God never put in his pattern for you to marry something that's fictional. Now you say, well, why do you have to go here with this, with the scriptures on this, Brother Nate? Because watch, there are going to be some most crazy, out of the way stuff that people are going to come with and be drawn to, and you know what they're going to do? They're going to put God's name to it. Watch. They're going to start saying, well, the Lord is okay with it. I don't see the, no, the Lord ain't okay with it. Because why? The Lord did not orchestrate this. Amen. God didn't orchestrate you getting married to a fake person, a make-believe. That's something that the devil would try to promote you to do. Not God. God said, we just read here the scripture in the beginning. He made what? Male and female. He didn't make no false fake people. No fictional. Okay. But he said, let there be man. Guess who came forth? A man. Okay. A real person, okay, not a hologram or a fictional person. God ain't dealing with fictional stuff like that, okay? You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Spirit of the living God, okay? Yeah. You can read it in the book of Genesis, okay? Made Adam. The Bible says he made man in his image. Well, guess what? If man is real, so is God, right? I mean, if God's real, so is man, right? Because God is real. We was made in his image or in his likeness. So man has to be real. Once again, the Lord did not tell two people or tell one, said, marry somebody that's fake, fictional, and not real. Okay? This man, Kondo, has fallen in love with somebody that ain't real. That is a fictional character, okay? Amen. A fictional character, people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, the second thing that came to me, and I want to read out of one of the messages. That's called the 71st message. The 71st message. And this message the Lord sent out August 13, 1948. Okay? August 13, 1948. In your Bibles, I want you to turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Okay? We're going to connect. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I want to read a scripture from the word of the Lord on this. Now, I want you to hear this. He said, "Fear not, for the Lord is mindful of his people. The church shall see his hand and his power. Heed not that which does not calm the soul. It is an evil. It is of the evil and seeks to destroy. Be not moved in emotion." Now, in other words, be not moved in emotion. See, you got some people, you know, I've heard the term by some people that says, "I'm a very emotional person." Now, don't get me wrong. Emotions is part of us, because I'm going to show you in a minute from the Bible. Emotions is part of us. But if you let your emotions be the leading of your life, you're going to head into trouble. That's why I said, be not moved in emotion. Okay? Don't be moved in emotion. Okay? Hallelujah. He said, "For Satan takes hold of mankind and entices evil, that they may gain prominency, and speaks in confusions and untruths." That's what Satan does. He would take a hold. So if you letting your emotions lead and rule your life, you're going by everything that you feel instead of going by what the word of God say, you're headed for trouble. This man Kondo, I read to you, he said that he felt like humans, he wasn't good for the humans. Because of what? Because of what he was going through, or what he being what, bullied and all that. See, when you find people doing like he's done, falling in love and become connected to something that's not real, more chances of not, if you were to take them in through what they call deliverance session, you can go back to either their childhood or something in their life that happened where they was emotionally wounded by someone. Here in this case, he talks about the trouble he had with people. So now he feel like he wasn't fitted to be with humans. Okay? Do you see what I'm saying? This is the thing I want you to understand in a nutshell on this. That when you are wounded, hurt by someone deeply, if the Lord doesn't heal us, and I say us, this is man or woman, period. This ain't got, hey, guys, listen, this ain't got nothing about you being, "I'm hard, man, ain't nothing hurt me." That, quit lying. That's why many of us is on the bottle right now. We drank it till we get drunk because we got problems. We don't know how to deal with it. We think that getting high is the only thing doing it, but it ain't taking care of your problem. It's still there. When you wake up with it, with a hangover and all that stuff and drinking eggs to try to get rid of it, guess what? The problem's still there. And so what? You study drinking and drinking because you think your way of handling is dulling the pain by getting drunk. So when we are hurt, our feelings hurt, someone done something to us, something like that deeply, and God does not heal us, we don't turn to God to be healed, we ride on that hurt. And that hurt would take us to a place we don't need to go. This man Kondo, who said he had been what? Had trouble with people. And when he talked to people, done some stuff to him. So this man needs a healing. He needs an emotional healing. He needs a healing in his soul. Now, because Satan can come in there, and I read to you that he can speak in confusion and untruths. This man said, "But my feelings I have for her. There is no her. That's a hologram, okay? That's a fake, fictional character. Your emotions is tied to something that ain't real. The devil is in there, okay?" Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Now look what the word of God says. "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, that's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, okay? Now, notice something in this verse here, what Paul said to the Christians at Thessalonica. He says, I pray, God, that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. Stop there for a minute. When Paul mentions spirit, soul, and body, that is called the fullness of man. I tell you, I will say it again. When Paul said, I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body, that is called the fullness of man. That's you. Now, the best way you can remember it of this three, this is what you say. I am a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in the body. Okay? Say it with me again. I am a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in the body. Why do I say I am a spirit? Because the Bible said we was created in God's image. John chapter 4, verse 24 said God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So therefore, you are a spiritual being. You was created in who? God's image. Now, you are a spirit. You have a soul. What makes up your soul? Your mind, your will, and emotions. Those three together makes up your soul realm, okay? And then you know what the body is, okay? Now, keep that in mind as I go to the scriptures here. Now, here's the other thing I want you to remember. You have a soul. That's your mind, will, and emotions. Now, if you turn to James chapter 1, James chapter 1, verse 21. James chapter 1, verse 21. Now, I want you to look at this verse here. James chapter 1, verse 21, okay? Hallelujah. James chapter 1, verse 21. Okay, look what the word of God says. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity or abundance of what? Naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word. What is the engrafted word? He's talking about the word of God, which is able to what? Save your souls. The word save also means deliver. Now, remember, I told you that what is involved in your soulish realm? Your emotions, also your mind. So this man Kondo needs to be healed in his emotions by the word of God. Now, he can go to all the psychiatrists he can, but the true overall healing of emotions is going to have to be done God's way, okay? It's got to be done through the word of God, people, okay? It's going to have to be done through the word of God. Because, see, this man, he has had promise, quote, with humans. Now he thinks he's not fitted for humans, okay? And now he wants to turn to something that's fake and not real. Well, he got to remember, he's a human. I mean, come on. So you think you're fitted for something that's fictional. And you've been coding her for 10 years. The her is not real, okay? Now, I'm telling you guys, you can turn your head, put your hands over your ears, you can say Brother Nate is crazy all you want to, but that stuff like that is coming this way, I'm telling you. Because we got people all over the world who's deep in this kind of stuff, deep in this virtual reality, they deep in all this kind of stuff, deep into those kind of games I named to you, where it's all kind of violence and all this stuff, deep in all this stuff. Listen, Satan wants you to think you could create your own kind of world where anything goes. You get what I'm saying? That's what he set out to do in his virtual reality thing, okay, that people was up on such a craze about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. I said thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. But, you know, thank God for the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. I do. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. The power of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The power of the living God. See, this man needs a healing. He needs a healing in his emotions, okay? His feelings, he's been hurt, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to go to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, okay? Mark chapter 5, Amen. We're still talking about the emotions. Remember, we all have emotions, okay? That's a part of us. But when you're letting your emotions lead your life, I'm telling you, you're going in trouble because the emotions is still in a fallen state. I read to you in James chapter 1, and I'm going to show you another scripture after I go to this one right quick of another reason why the soul of a saved person. Now, unsaved person is definitely still in a lost state, but I'm going to give this scripture also to those of you that are saved that you need to hear this, where another reason why you don't need to get attached to it. Now, Mark chapter 5, okay? In Mark chapter 5, I'm going to read a few verses here. It says in verse 1, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwellings among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and a chain had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broke in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Now, this man was demon-possessed. Satan had got a hold of him, okay? He had got a hold of him. Now, this man, as this demon had got a hold of him and was using this man, he had took over this man. He comes across Jesus, and Jesus actually cast this demon out, this man, okay? He cast the demon out. Now, in this same chapter, if you look at verse 15, and they come to Jesus. Now, when the people, they come to Jesus, and they see him that was possessed with the devil. Talking about the man I'm just telling you about. They looking at the man. The people now, see, at first, remember, and if you read this whole fifth chapter on your own, you notice that, you know, it told you that no man could tame. So the people knew about this man up in the mountain. He was demon-possessed. Satan had took over. This man had superhuman strength. See, when people become demon-possessed, they do possess superhuman strength. And even the chains are none can hold, and they broke a chain. Man, you think people going to keep running up their way yet? No. Okay? So all of a sudden, after Jesus have cast the demon out this man, the Bible tell you about the people said, and they come to Jesus and see him or see the man that were possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his, now catch this, right mind. And they were afraid. So when he got delivered, he's now in his right mind. His soul has been delivered from control of the enemy. Amen. And when we glory, when we let our emotions or the soulless realm lead our lives, we open ourselves up for the devil to have a heyday with us. And you can best believe with this condo man who is, get this, in love with something that's fake, you know Satan is in there. And he's having a heyday with this man. Because this man has been hurt. What he said, he was bullied and went through with the humans, and now he saw that he wasn't good or compatible with humans, okay? So now he turns to something that's not real, okay? And this something that's not real is going to say a bunch of good things to him all the time. See, people want stuff like that, okay? And that's what they call coping with the pain. But see, that don't cure you. It makes you worse. So you got some people that hear this story and say, well, if it worked for him, he's okay. No, he's not okay. People, he is in love with something that's not real. That's a problem. And whenever you're falling in something that's not real, falling in love with something that's not real, going to the links, what it said, the man spent $17,000 on nuptials to marry what? Something fake. Then I want to show you I'm going to show you, if I get a chance to show you, if I think about it. But I want to go to this other scripture here. Let's go to John chapter 3. And this is especially out, I'm going to say this to those of you, give this verse to those of you especially that are saved. You need to hear this. I'm still talking about the soulish realm with your emotions and your feelings and stuff. Once again, yes, feelings is a part of us. We understand. We all got feelings, man or woman. But when we let our emotions lead our lives, you got people, listen, remember some of y'all back in the days of the other rap groups, remember when there was a certain rap group named Digital Underground? They had a song called Do What You Like. One of the most dangerous rap songs there is, okay? Because it said what? Do what you like. Whatever you feel, do it. That's a dangerous statement, people. Could you imagine just going to tell anybody? If you was at your house and stepped out in the road and saw somebody and they pull up, you just wave them down and say, hey, him, well, man, do what you like. Man, first of all, their eyes are bucking, they go, and then if you catch somebody really sinister, oh, my goodness, you just fed them. Listen, you fed the hungry dog where he wanted to eat. And you tell him do what you like? Come on. But anyhow, in John chapter 3, and I'm going to read verse 5 to verse 6. John chapter 3, verse 5 to verse 6. To give you another reason why, especially you as Christians, why we are not to let our emotions rule our life. Not to our life to be led by what we feel. Okay? This is why. John chapter 3, verse 5. Notice Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now, when you look at the word born in that verse, remember, the Bible was not originally written in English. So if you're looking up words in the New Testament to see what was the original word there, you have to look it up in the Greek. Because if you're looking up words in the Old Testament to see what the original word, you have to look under the Hebrew. So when you look at this word born in the Greek, the original Greek word for there means to regenerate. Now, when you go to Webster and look up regenerate, one of the definitions of the word regenerate means to be spiritually reborn. Spiritually reborn. Okay? You still with me? Now, he said in verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now, remember, we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul said, I pray to your whole what? Spirit, soul, and body. So when Jesus said you must be born again, what part of you he's talking about must be regenerated? Your spirit. Because notice in verse 6, he said that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Look at the word spirit in that sixth verse. It's written two times, right? Right. But notice that the first word spirit has a capital S, and the second word spirit has a lowercase s. The capital S represents the Holy Spirit. The lowercase s represents your spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the one that caused your spirit to be born again. Now notice we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I pray that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved, right? Where it say here in verse 6, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit, right? It didn't say that which is born of the Spirit is soul. It didn't say that which is born of the Spirit is body, right? So what is it telling you here? That in the born-again process, it is your spirit that is born again, not your soul and not your body. That's why we read in James, he said, receive the engrafted word that's able to save your soul. That's the reason why you don't need to let your soul or your emotions lead your life, because guess what? It ain't born again. And if it's unregenerated, that means what? It will go to anything, okay? You'll go feeling anything. Just like you got people performing bestiality. You know what bestiality is? That's people that's having sex with animals. Well, they tell me, I feel like my poodle poochie is my soulmate. And you're like, you feel a dog? is your soul. Well, see, that's what I'm saying. And 9 times out of 10, sometimes 10 times out of 10, if you were to take that person through what we call deliverance session, you'll find out they've been hurt or wounded by someone, okay, or someone's, and they haven't been delivered. And that's what's going on with this guy Kondo. And that's what goes on with anybody else that's in that fictional sexuality, okay, that's attracted to fictional characters. That's one of the things. That's what's going on with them people, okay? That's why it's not a God, okay? Because once again, God did not tell you to become joined to something that's fake, okay? Come on, let's come on, hallelujah. Let's, we got to open up here, people. We got to look at this thing. Because I know some of you that's listening might say, well, if it do him good, it's okay. No, it's not okay. Well, if it you know, makes him happy, you really think that's making him happy? He appears to be happy. He's not happy. Because why? That's not true deliverance. He's still wounded. He's gravitating, just like you got many who's gravitating to the baller. You got people that's gravitating to the crack, to the drug. Why? Because they have problems and they trying to find any other thing to drown it out. So that's why they're like, man, let's go get high. Let's go get high. Okay? You know what that means? Man, let me go do something because I'm thinking about some things that happened to me or going on with me and I can't take it and I need something to dull this pain to get me so high up and caught up that I won't think about it. But guess what? Newsflash. It doesn't last forever and it wears off and guess what? The thing is still there. I mean, the problem is still there, people. No change. Still there. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you say amen. Oh, me, I don't know. You know, it's up to you. Whatever you say. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Yeah, thank God for Jesus. Thank God that there is a deliverer. Yeah, there is a deliverer. His name is Jesus Christ, people. His name is Jesus Christ. There is a deliverer, okay? Amen. Now, I'm going to read one more thing. And like I said, I think I'm going to have to do a part 2 or 3 tomorrow because now I'm going to read this other thing that come to me, or the Word of God. And I'm going to ask you in your Bibles to turn to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Colossians chapter 3. Amen. Colossians chapter 3. Now, and I'm going to read a verse from one of these messages. This message is called the 37 message here. And the Lord sent this message out September the 21st, 1938. I told you, I don't mind giving you dates because you know why? Ain't nothing hideous going on here. Want you to ask Jesus about it. In fact, he want me to point you to him, okay, to ask him, okay? That's what he want me to do. That's what I'm doing, okay? So ain't nothing hideous. Brother Nate ain't trying to do anything hideous to try to say, hey, I better not tell. I'm telling you date, you know, when it happened in a year, okay? Now, we still dealing with this fictional sexuality. Now, this is what the Lord said here. He says, the day is a nigh at hand when rumors of wars will be heard, and fear will come in the hearts of men. Some, their hearts will fail them because of the things that they will hear. But to those that have named the name of the Lord, and that will yet name his name, be zealous, therefore, and look to God. For those that he loves, he also chastens. And get this. Now, listen to this. He said, and the wise shall repent of the ways of sin and the flesh. Now, he said the wise is going to repent of the ways of sin and flesh. The wise is, not the foolish, the wise. He said the ways of sin and flesh. So he's telling us that the flesh have ways. It got certain methods. It does particular things. You know, the flesh, that's your body, okay? It has certain ways. And if you have to repent of it according to the Lord, that means that their ways must be sinful, not agreement with the will of God. Do you hear that? So this is why I brought you to this point. go to Colossians chapter 3. Now notice something. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 5. Now, Paul gives a list of things that the flesh likes to do. Remember, I just told you, just read to you that the flesh got ways. So this is telling you about his ways. In fact, Galatians chapter 5 is another list also. But we're looking at this list right here. And this tells you something that's of the flesh, not of God. This is not of God, not of the Holy Ghost. Can't tell me, wait, the Holy Ghost let me do. Now, ain't no Holy Ghost let you do this right here. Now, remember, the flesh have ways. It has acts and certain things that it loves to do that is sinful in the sight of God. Now, notice it said in verse 5. It said, mortify, therefore, your members, talking about your body. Mortify means to conquer it, subdue it, to kill it, not kill it physically, but bring it under, okay? Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Now, notice what he named. Fornication. Somebody be like, uh-oh. Uncleanness. And here's the one I want to get to here. Inordinate affection. Now, when something is an inordinate affection, that means it's not a normal affection. Okay? It's not a normal passion. Okay? Inordinate means it's improper. Okay? It's not natural. Okay? So this, what this man is having, is not natural. So you know his flesh is involved. So not only is the devil involved, but also his flesh. Okay? Why? Because he was wounded. He was hurt by people. So now his flesh just took over. See, the flesh like to do, for example, another example of inordinate affection is like a dad, you know, want to be sexually involved with his daughter. And have a love for his daughter like he would have for a woman, per se, in that kind of manner. Well, that's an inordinate affection, okay? So this man, Kondo, has an inordinate affection. That's his flesh. That's the work of his flesh, okay? Amen. Not proper, not appropriate, not natural, okay? Amen. Not a natural affection. That's not a natural affection, people. To love something that's fake, okay, that don't exist, a hologram, okay? You marrying a hologram, okay? Wow. Man, could you imagine you in the United States and you getting certain help or aid for you and your wife that the government or somebody may give, and you putting down a name of someone that ain't fake? For right now, and I say right now, you know, the government be like, oh, okay, that's fraud. But I'm telling you, the way things are going, okay, watch. That stuff is coming over here, okay? Now, once again, I know some of y'all turn your head and say, ain't no way, though. Them people over there in Japan, they don't know what they're doing. There's something wrong with it. Okay, then, you hold to that. Don't be surprised you hear some folks here in the United States doing, okay? See, for example, some of y'all didn't think they were doing child marriage in the United States. Now, did you? Well, they did. They have been doing it. It just don't be talked about. But you research and look it up, you find out a whole lot of them going on here in the United States for years. Okay? It just ain't talked about. Child marriage. Amen. See, you thought it just in them other countries. Some of y'all thought that, for example, in them other countries, sex trafficking was only in them other countries. Nope. Y'all been watching the news for, what, 2 or 3 years? They bust people here in the United States. Sex trafficking. Sex trafficking. So before you be so quick to turn your head and say, man, that's just them folks over there. There's always something wrong with them. They ain't coming over here. Okay, you hold to that thought. Hold on, and we're going to see where it takes. Amen. Now, I'm going to stop it here today. The Lord say the same. I probably be back with Bart part. For the next part, tomorrow or Sunday, definitely tomorrow night we have another broadcast. Brother Eddie Lee will be on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. If I do another part to it tomorrow, it's going to be earlier. Look for the advertisement. If not, it's going to be earlier on Sunday. Amen. So let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is God. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. You're worthy to be praised and to be glorified and to be lifted up. And Father, I pray that this message have reached those who have been listening. Whether in this country or other countries that have been listening, Lord, I pray that it reached them. In Jesus' name, and Lord, I give you glory and honor and praise and magnify you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for another blessed day and another blessed word. Amen. So, thank God for those who've been listening. Once again, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt with the Church of Christ Elijah Message on the broadcast, Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.